morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment at the John Deere 5085E utility tractors. These 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/27/17. Includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
Farm and biofuel groups are urging the Environmental Protection Agency to comply with a federal court decision and not reduce proposed 2018 targets for cellulosic and other advanced biofuels in the nation's fuel supply. National Corn Growers, National Farmers Union, and the Renewable Fuels Association are all urging the EPA to follow the law and a recent court decision to boost and not reduce proposed 18 RFS volumes of cellulosic and other advanced biofuels. Here's NCGA Executive Vice President John Doggett.
Yet again, we're taking actions that keep investors from being confident about investing in new technologies in the ethanol space, particularly with advanced and cellulosic ethanol.
The D.C. Federal Appeals Court earlier ruled in favor of NCGA, RFA, and others, and against the Obama EPA in how it used waivers to roll back conventional ethanol volumes in statute for 2014 through 2016. Yet the Trump EPA is now proposing a 73 million gallon cut in cellulosic fuel volume and a 40 million gallon total biofuel reduction next year. NCGA's Doggett and others hope refinery outages from Hurricane Harvey in Texas will help sway the EPA.
Situations like Harvey and other situations where you have a high concentration of the refining industry in a specific geographic area and the impact that would have on the refining capacity and the ability to produce fuel in this country. The ethanol industry is widely dispersed across the Midwest, in fact, widely dispersed across the United States with nearly 200 different plants.
Leading Doggett to conclude,
you know, we're not going to have a flood that is going to impact a significant amount of the ethanol production in this country, unlike what we're seeing right now with petroleum refining.
The EPA has granted partial waivers to use higher blends of ethanol during the summer driving season, but biofuels and farm groups want a more permanent approach to meeting fuel shortfalls in the wake of Harvey and other storms. Meanwhile, while agriculture groups are submitting their comments to the EPA regarding the RFS, it should come as no surprise that the National Chicken Council urged further reductions. The National Chicken Council, long opposing the RFS, said in the comments to the EPA, as proposed, the RFS targets exceed the percentage of ethanol Congress envisioned for being used in the fuel supply, creating inappropriate artificial demand for corn in ethanol markets, incentivizing inefficient overproduction of corn-based ethanol, and it needlessly drives up the price of corn for broiler chicken companies and other corn users who do not enjoy a large federal subsidy. NCC believes the proposed volume for the total renewable fuel mandate is overly aggressive based on faulty assumptions about the fuel market and will cause economic harm and disruptions to the corn market and the nation's feed supply. Remember, to learn more about this story and others that we featured on this program, be sure to check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.